Sun is shining. That's how you kick off a Monday commercial free on the Brett Megas Show. Hannah and AB got a chance to travel together as work besties.
Yay.
What's interesting about Hannah and AB's relationship is I feel like in radio, women are very competitive and catty, and it's just in business in general, and I don't really get it, and everyone constantly asks them, are you guys really friends, or is this like a fake friendship that you guys are on the radio? No, they really get along, they're actually great friends, and they were asked to fly out to Denver to see MJ the Musical before it comes to the Fabulous Fox, so they got an opportunity to fly out, really cool work opportunity, their first time traveling together. And their first time traveling for work. So a really cool experience. And we're all like, traveling with Hannah, who's not a travel person. It's not because of you, Hannah. Although your personality is a little extra. It was more so, AB is like, loves to travel. Like, this is what AB does. Like, if AB has a weekend that's free and she has nothing going on, which is rare, she's like, cool, how do I get out of town? How do I jump on a plane? I like to see the world. Hannah is not that person. She is definitely a homebody, rarely ever travels. Including the fact that one of them was pre-checking, one of them was not.
Yeah.
And we had talked about this beforehand. AB, what did you do with Hannah not being pre-check when you guys went to Denver?
We arrived at the airport at different times. So Hannah got there a little bit before me. She went through the normal line. She doesn't have pre-check. So I was like, okay, I'll go through pre-check. So I did that and I just met her at the gate. But when we were flying home, and we show up to the airport like together, obviously. I was like, well, I feel weird like just leaving her.
Pause. Wait a minute. Hannah got to the airport first.
Yeah.
Went straight to security and went through the line.
Mm-hmm. Can we? Yeah. Can we acknowledge that?
Yes.
By herself.
By herself. First off, you were said, AB, if you leave me behind and go in pre-check, I will be so mad at you. And then the first chance you get to leave AB behind, you left her?
Are you serious?
I was just thinking of all the people that were texting and on the show, calling me a baby, calling me a brat, flaming me for not doing it by myself, saying I had codependency issues.
The first
issues.
Chance you got to leave her,
so
you left her.
I was like, you know what? I'm doing it by myself, and I went through, and it was fine.
She also, from the security line, texted me and Brett being like, because she was trying to figure out if she should check a bag, and she knows that last weekend when I was on my girls' trip, my friend checked a bag, and I was so mad. She texted Brett and I just being like, that was so easy. I'm never checking a bag again.
And that's true. You taught me a lot of lessons, AB, and that's one of them. I'm never checking a bag again, and I can do it by myself.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Yes.
Thank God.
But when we were on our way back and like we're showing up to the airport together, I was like, I feel weird just like ditching her. So I went through the normal line with her. And the security guy goes, you know, this is the normal line, right?
That really?
Yeah.
Like you're one of those normals.
Already here talking to you. I'm fine.
Before people come at my neck, I did not ask her to wait with me.
No, she did not.
Just did it.
No, the first chance you got to leave her, though, you left her. Again, personality's completely different. Hannah just left her behind after complaining about it. AB doesn't. And so how was this, like, the show? How was the trip, though?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. It was my first time ever seeing a musical. The Fox, you know, flew us out there and everything to see MJ the Musical. And it was great. I think as a former dancer, I appreciated like the choreography.
Really?
But even just like the stage setting, it was like really the only way I can summarize it is you don't have to be like a theater musical girly to enjoy that show. You can.
I mean,
yeah, because AB's a big musical person.
Right. So I was a little intimidated by theater and the musicals, but it was not like that at all. It was so good. I think everybody would enjoy that show, truly.
Everybody knows all the music already.
Yeah, so it just makes it so easy. It was
cool
then,
huh?
And then you guys got like some downtime, though, even though it was like a quick 36-hour, like you guys literally landed, had to do like stop at the hotel, do interviews, go see the musical, do dinner. You had to like, we're on go, but you guys got to explore a little bit too.
And on Saturday was the day of the show. And when we got in, it was so cloudy and it was snowing. We did not bring coats.
You guys are going to Denver. You guys didn't know it's cold in the Rocky Mountains?
Yeah. And I kept telling Hannah, like, oh, when you land, it's so pretty. You see all the mountains and stuff. We couldn't see anything. It was so cloudy. Like, she saw a little hill and she was like, is that a mountain?
I'm like, that looks like Gravois Bluffs. What is that? Is that Pike's Peak?
So on Sunday when we finally had like free time, we went to church in the morning, got breakfast, and then we went to Red Rocks.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was so much nicer. I mean, it was like 60 degrees, sunny, and we could see. I was like, there's a mountain, Hannah.
Yes.
It's beautiful. I love Denver. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, we got
Red Rocks. I've never seen the show at Red Rocks. Red Rocks is cool, though, isn't it?
Oh, it was really cool. And we actually got to see, like, basically a free concert. It was hip-hop. It was Key Glock, was the artist, and he was doing like practicing. So we got to see.
Yeah, he had a show that night. Like, and so they were just fully like putting on a show. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that happened and it was fun.
Sounds like the trip was awesome.
It was.
One of the things that, Hannah, I knew you would say the trip was amazing because you never traveled. Traveling with AB was awesome, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I asked AB to send me some notes about traveling with you.
Are you kidding?
She did not have the same things to say. It was so awesome.
What?
Yes. Oh, man, we'll read some of the notes.
Why?
That she had. She had notes. And there was a lot of them, actually. We'll run through some of the notes about traveling with you in 3 minutes.
Oh, my. I only talk to God
when I... We have some notes about traveling with Hannah. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga show. And the girls, you guys did get souvenirs for everyone on the show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they had their first like kind of work trip. They went to Colorado. The Fox actually was the one who flew them out to see MJ live. It's before it comes to the Fabulous Fox. Give some reviews, give some feedback, do some social media stuff. And so the Fox is nice enough to fly out the girls. And they said when they go to Colorado, they're going to bring back a gift for every single person on the show. So we're excited to find out what those gifts are. I'm sure you needed to check a bag on the way back. You probably bought luggage for my gift because it's so big and so awesome. Can't wait. But Hannah just got done telling us how awesome it was to travel with AB, who is, by the way, a travel expert. Travels all the time, kind of constantly going on trips, loves traveling. Hannah, not so much. When she travels, she just actually recently started to really pick up on travel, mm-hmm. been open-minded to it. She's always been a homebody. Her and her boyfriend went to a couple of, like, Mexico trips. Like, not even, like, big trips yet.
What?
Yeah, I
that was
even,
huge to me.
Huge. Yeah, but you didn't really have to use your, like, he was using his brain to get you through the airport. And you didn't have to think too much.
So I said, AB, send me some notes about traveling with Hannah, because she is just one of a kind, and she goes, okay. So what are some of your notes that you had sent me?
So these are some things I've learned about Hannah.
Hannah, do you know, did you know that she was doing this?
This is scary.
Did you know that she was doing this?
She's like, she seemed kind of sketchy in the airport. I asked her, like, what are you putting in your prep? And she was like, just some notes about this trip with you. And I was like, okay.
Because everyone sends me, like, their journals and stuff like that. Yeah.
So the first one, she doesn't bring toothpaste on trips because she assumes someone else will have it.
I also don't
bring toothpaste because I assume someone else
Thank
will
you.
Have
okay.
it.
Okay, I was going to say, that was not
we
just
have
me.
No toothpaste the entire trip.
That's
you
true.
Guys are disgusting. So you guys didn't brush your teeth the entire trip? You know you can go buy toothpaste.
Yeah,
you know
right.
most hotels
yeah,
actually
exactly.
will even provide it.
That's
for
ridiculous
them.
That's that they don't.
That's what we thought they would. We both are, and we Why? Both banked on the other person bringing it.
Yeah. So you just didn't pack it?
No.
Why not?
Because I thought someone else would. I'm like, ugh.
I never packed toothbrush or a brush, like hairbrush.
Toothbrush?
Toothpaste.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're like, yeah, she's using Hannah's toothbrush.
She used Hannah's toothbrush.
She would.
No big deal.
Yeah. Anna or AB used my hairbrush and my toothbrush. No, actually, just kidding. I didn't bring it.
So you guys didn't brush your teeth the entire trip?
I had like these mini ones that we used.
These, yeah, it was like
that have
super
like infused
sketchy.
Toothpaste,
I
but
did
it wasn't.
Notice you
I
guys
didn't.
Had terrible breath.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So that's the first thing I learned. The second thing, I need like 8 alarms to go off in the morning before like I can speak or get up or anything.
Uh-oh.
The first alarm goes off and Hannah's like up and like, hey, good morning. How are you? should we get ready now and go to breakfast and do this? And I was like, Hannah. I like did not even speak a word back.
Hannah is a person who doesn't need a snooze. Literally just Bam. Fires up out of bed and just mm-hmm. is Hannah you.
I've never had a friend like that. Like
what?
I was, literally. My girls trip last weekend, there was 4 of us. Every single one of us like has to, there's 10 alarms.
First off, I'm kind of more like Hannah than you. I don't need a snooze. I can wake up and instantly be ready to go. So I have Hannah's back on that. And I'm going to also have Hannah's back and not your back on this one either, AB, on your notes. Because the Fabulous Fox was so fabulous and said, okay, I need to book both of your guys' hotels. And you guys, you two decided to room together. When given the choice of, do you want 2 hotel rooms? You guys chose that pain. You chose that violence.
I was out of town when the question was asked and Hannah responded for me.
Oh. Would you have picked differently?
No.
No.
I hope you wouldn't.
No,
we actually
toothpaste.
We did show up and there was only 1 bed. And I was like, do we say something? And Hannah was like, yes, we need to go ask for two separate beds. So we actually had to do that as well.
So that is in the notes too.
Maybe AB was afraid that you were going to try to like cuddle her to death.
Yeah. She was fine with it. She was the one being like, okay, I'll set my bags down and we'll stay in this one bed. I was like, no, we're not. But yeah, I am a morning person. I can wake right up and I just get excited. I haven't like talked to you in 8 hours or whatever. So I'm ready to go. Yes.
Oh my God.
So the last thing I learned about Hannah when it comes to traveling is she is a follower. Like she cannot plan something to save her life. She cannot navigate the airport by herself.
Oh, wow.
I had to check in to her flight for her. She was like, where's my boarding pass? As we were in the car on the way to the airport, she was like, wait, I don't have my boarding pass. I was like, Hannah, go here on your app. It's right here. Like,
wow. You should have made her look for a printer before. Like, you didn't go down to the hotel lot. Like, you should have printed out for her.
I can't even argue. That is completely, all these are really true. Yeah, I don't know anything. You could literally tell me, like, exactly where my gate is. I'd still get lost. My brain doesn't work on a trip. Or really
Your brain
ever.
Doesn't work right, ever.
Yes. But yeah, I have no idea what I'm ever doing. I figured out AB is very much a planner. She wants to plan everything. She wants to know, okay, we're going to go to dinner. We're going to go to the mall. I am not. I am like, just let the wind take me.
So how were you guys traveling together? How'd it go?
Overall, good.
I was waiting for her to reply first because I didn't want to be like, give us the best. And then her be like, I'm never doing that again.
So you were waiting for her to go first. You wanted to follow her answer?
Right. Yeah. Right. See, right. I'm learning. And I also asked her as we were in the airport coming home, I said, do you want to travel with me again?
Oh, God.
And I said, yes.
Are you sure? Right.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure.
You're very hesitant.
You pinky promise?
I pinky promise.
Okay.
She's very hesitant. AB is just the nicest person.
That's right. That's right.
That was
I
a
don't
no.
think I'm that bad. And I just like to talk and not plan anything.
To put it in perspective, Hannah's boyfriend knew that I was going to get a review, and he goes, oh, God, I cannot wait to hear this.
I'm scared to see my text of what he's thinking about.
He's like,
I don't even
he's probably know. Like, yep, I agree. I know this all so well. You guys did get some gifts for all of us?
Oh, you guys better buckle up. Yeah, we did.
Buckle up. Okay, find out what gifts they got. Or some souvenirs they brought back for everyone on the show right after Taylor. People dream high in the quiet of